Here's Kieran McCarthy from the Alliance Party this morning. Kieran, morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning.
You were called a village idiot by Minister Pooch yesterday in the Assembly.
Was that said? I didn't recognise that. But anyway, I was extremely disappointed at the Minister's response. From the word go, he was defensive in every sense of the way. I mean, my complaint was, had it not been for the media, and had it not been for the unfortunate desperate death of that elderly gentleman lying on a trolley unnoticed, we would not have been listening to an action plan. And Minister Poots should at least acknowledge that. Had it not been for the serious issues being highlighted last week and the week before and the week before, he would have been jollying along trying to ride the storm out. At least we've got an action plan. And I said that if that action plan doesn't work, then responsibility, accountability has got to land on the minister's desk.
Can I just make it clear to people listening this morning? Because we started this with many, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, as you say, Kieran, with many, many stories. It wasn't even in a lot of the bulletins when people were bringing us stories. Mm-hmm. And on each and every occasion, I said that there is absolutely, because there wasn't. Every story that came to us, all of these patients were saying, we in no way blame the individual staff. And I was trying to reflect that in our coverage. So in no way was the Nolan Show, and let me repeat it again, blaming individual staff. In no way was the Nolan Show through these whistleblowers saying that nurses and doctors were doing anything but working tirelessly. They were questioning the system and they were pleading with the media to highlight this.
Correct.
What was happening.
Absolutely. And Stephen, I read a letter yesterday on the floor of the Assembly from a distraught junior doctor, and he said, we have no voice. He was appealing to me and all the rest of us. I sit in the health committee.
Wow. And that letter they've went got a voice here. Let me tell you, they've got
absolutely
a voice here.
Absolutely. And I was trying to get across to Edmund Pritch yesterday that the junior doctors and all of the staff in these hospitals they're overworked. They just can't cope. That guy said that there was junior doctors in tears about the way things was going. So I give that guy the voice yesterday on the floor of the Assembly, and that's the thanks that I got from the minister. His head's in the sand, and until he gets out of it and proves that this action plan is going to work and work very quickly, then we will have to look for someone else that can do the job. Simple as that.